For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Paul, let's go to the other side of it now then. Underrated. Which is the most underrated team, Paul, in your opinion, in the poll?
I think it's Miami. They lost four games last year at the buzzer. One, the head coach, Mario Cristobal, just simply gave away. Remember that game against Georgia Tech? Mm-hmm. They opened the season at Florida, and they couldn't make Jeff Darlington a very unhappy man that first weekend. He may have to go back to the toilet looking for an iguana.
Jeff is a Florida alum. How about you, Heather? Most underrated team?
Greedy. Paul and I agree. It's definitely Miami. Mario Cristobal has done an excellent job recruiting. This is arguably the most talented team in the ACC. Paul's right, though. No one's ever going to forget that Georgia Tech game. Take a knee, please. As long as you don't do that and you parlay the talent into wins, this is a team capable of beating Florida State, winning the ACC. They only leave the state of Florida four times all season. They could be the unofficial state champs this year.
All right, welcome back. Good way to start the second hour. Omar Kelly in with us this morning. It is set up, man. Everybody's talking about it. Going, hey, man, Miami's loaded up. Everybody's watched what Mario Cristobal has done this whole offseason in the transfer portal, his two recruiting classes, guys that are coming back that have been really good, and then that schedule. That schedule. No NC State, no North Carolina, and no Clemson. You got a really good opportunity to have a great year. And I don't – listen, you got a quarterback. We're not going through this quarterback thing. Cam Ward is here for 1 year, and he came in here to improve his draft stock and give himself an opportunity, Washington State transfer. Then they went out. They got this kid Martinez from Oregon State, big 230-pound running back to go with the guys they already had. They added some big-time players. Got a big-time player from Michigan State, a defensive tackle. Got a starting safety who's been really, really good from Washington. Played played a lot of football games. Washington had the great team last year.
You should be a power, Joe, in college football when you got the money to pay the players in to enter the transfer portal and you got the location. Now, let's see if they can put it all together with coaching.
What 100%. A lot of people still picking Florida State and Clemson in the ACC championship game.
That's fair.
And that is fair. By the way, that is fair. They're the two top-ranked teams in the ACC, and Miami is three, and NC State is number four. But, man, it starts with talent, and he, as somebody asked me, talent from last year to this year, it feels 30-40% better. Mario's got more of his own guys now pretty much through this whole roster, the guys he didn't want around that he didn't feel were his kind of guys. And
oh, I hate when they do that. I hate when they make those excuses. It was their guys. Their guys were the problem, Joe.
No, he just talking talent-wise.
Yeah.
But, yeah, listen, there's going to be and the problem you have with this system, it looks great on paper. How's everybody come together? Man, I thought I was going to play more, and the guy going, hey, transfer portal's kind of a proven guy and played 14 games or 15 games and played in the national championship game last year. And
I remember a day where the best player played, the competition on the practice field was fiercer than the games. And, you know, you waited your turn. That day is long gone.
Can't do that anymore.
Yeah, that day is long gone.
If I ain't playing, I ain't staying. Yeah. Not very long, at least.
So, I mean, I remember those days, but back in the day when I used to cover the team, when there were the Antra Rolls and the Sean Taylors and, you know, and Eric Winstons, and if they were good enough, they played.
So, I believe if you're good enough, you're going to play And I think Mario realized he got some 4- and 5-star guys that he beat all the big guys out on. He is those guys got to play. You can't just put those guys on the practice squad every day and go, give us a look for the defense of NC State, give us the offense today. They're that's mom and dad, and people will be going.
My biggest issue with the University of Miami over the last 2 decades is player development. And we got to get to the point where a player enters the program and becomes drastically better than he came in.
Yeah.
And that just hasn't happened.
Has not happened a lot. I can't disagree. Over the last 2 decades.
Hell, hell, Calais Campbell might be the last player that did that.
I don't know about the last go over the last couple decades. But they had 1 year, they had, 3-4-star guys. And I thought, man, I go, this could be the three guys. And the one guy still here is George that was part of that from Plantation, who's turned out to be I saw him at camp the day I was there. He had one of those practices. You know, you cover a guy one day and he has like a River Craycraft the one day is out there with everybody banged up. He's got 10 catches. You know, he's catching all over the place. Well, that's how George was the day I was out there. He and Restrepo looked like it was a party between the two of them, throwing it, catching passes from Ward all over the place. So anyway, that's right around the corner, man. That's going to start up in a couple weeks. The week that the Dolphins are off, now the bye week before you start the season is going to be Florida and NFL. Miami. Anybody need tickets? I got a whole bunch of them. If you just need them, you'll have to pay. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, hook a brother up, Ryan.
Hey, Omar. Okay. Omar, I'm just kidding. That's because everybody friggin' do people understand, too? Like, I got to explain this Dolphin thing, and I don't want to do it with you here, Omar, but I might as well do it. Let me just get out of the way. Like, look, I don't mind getting tickets for friends and family. I don't. But I got to buy them.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know.
They don't come free.
And they're going, oh, my God, you don't get free tickets? We were hoping we could get your free tickets because we know your wife doesn't go to games. She doesn't. And I go, no, I don't get any free tickets. And then you buy tickets for people knowing or you think they know. And then you got to go beg for your money, which is just the most embarrassing thing. They're going, wow, man, I thought I'm surprised you didn't get a discount or something. Like,
yeah, no, it's yeah.
And by the way, the Dolphin tickets are pretty popular last year and this year again. And then you got to love the follow up one is my favorite. I got your tickets, man. Want to make sure you guys could go. I got your tickets. Where are they?
Delete their number when they say that, Joe.
Where are they? You're in the stadium.
Yeah.
They're not upper deck, are they?
Nah.
So, man,
Joe, please, I'll take those upper deck tickets please, any day.
Please don't call me again, brah. We're done. I don't want to fight. Nobody wants to fight. Yeah. Yeah. So those are a couple of classics that you get from time to time. But, hey, man, I getting back to the team and all these things we've been talking about, and it's just one big cut, basically, although they did let a guy go yesterday, but there's going to be a big cut.
And you know how you know that was a message being sent? There's no corresponding move, Joe. No corresponding move. Think about it.
That's a good point. I did look for that last night. You're
there
right.
Is no corresponding move coming with it.
No, nobody coming in. As
nobody
he's going
coming
out.
In. No, and you got all kinds of needs on your roster right now. From a positional standpoint, you know, you could use a new center, a little help at backup center. You could use another cornerback because Ethan Bonner's sidelined with a concussion right now, and Jalen Ramsey's not practicing, and you know Cam's on a gimpy hamstring or calf. But you know what? Nah, we don't need any corresponding move. Tier Tart, we just need you to go.
Yeah, by the way, and somebody asked me about him. Small world. I don't want to get in the guy's name, but through real estate. Goes, hey, how's Tier Tart doing, man? Nice guy. Something to do with this, you know, new home and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And he asked me all the time, and I went, so I didn't know. I was playing 10 ago, and then I saw that
He got
tear tarted out of town.
Yeah.
I
don't want to rag on the guy because he could play when he wants to play. And he would.
I thought all the Tennessee comments.
Oh, yeah.
I thought of every one of them popped up that was a knock on him.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I was like, all right, fresh start. I'm going to show all those guys wrong, or they're going to see more of what Tennessee said about me.
Yep. He'll be all right. He'll find work. He plays a very difficult position to find in the NFL. Nose tackle, those things are probably.
You say whatever you want. My man got cut 2 weeks early.
Yeah. I mean.
You can say whatever you want. He got a bunch of guys that don't have nearly as much experience.
At a position of need. Because it wasn't like the inn is loaded with nose tackles.
You do the follow-up of all the great things about him.
Nah. He can play, though, when he want to play. He got that Jordan Phillips in him.
And I got to tell you, I think Mike wants to see so much of Storm Duck, Jason Maitre, and Isaiah Johnson.
You really think one of them's going to make this team?
No, but I think he really likes them, and he wants to see how much they develop over the next couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And if one of those guys has got the look and they have those little meetings and you go, hey, guy's been good every day.
Yeah.
Make him play. It's just a thought.
I am an Isaiah Johnson guy over Storm Duck and Jason Maitre. I'm in the minority because other people like both those guys.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guys, a lot better than I like Isaiah Johnson. That length, that size, that athleticism,
yeah.
I don't overlook that. You can't find guys that big.
I don't, but the Duck got picked on the other day. I don't think they're picking on one guy.
No.
But they were throwing takeoff, then they come right back with another takeoff, and the Duck was there, man.
Hey, man, he made it happen.
Duck, man. He was ready.
Their history as an organization with finding undrafted guys is phenomenal. But their history of finding undrafted cornerbacks, magnificent.
Yeah.
So if you can find another Kader Kuohu, another Nick Needham, another Ethan Bonner.
Nick, are you telling me for sure Nick's in good shape to make this
no,
team?
I would not tell you that. I would not tell you that. I'm a little worried about Nick. I am a little worried about Nick. And Nick said, I talked to Nick yesterday, and Nick said,
everybody likes Nick.
Yeah, everybody likes Nick. And Nick makes plays. Nick makes plays. It's not a okay, you know, but we're talking about a guy who's making a transition to safety, and he has not been able to play safety that much during camp right now. And yes, with Holland down and Poyer down, he's getting primetime opportunity, and I think he'll get those opportunities in these next two games. But Nick's got to play well.
Yeah.
Nick's got to play well.
Hey, we got to go to break here, but we come back. We got to talk a little bit about this guard and center position and where we are and how much time between the injury, the production, things that coaches said. We're going to get into all that stuff, though, so don't go away. Eichenberg and Jones and Cotton and Driscoll and Aaron Brewer and Isaiah Wynn. You've heard those names. We'll get you caught up with Omar Kelly on some of that stuff here when we come back. But first, before we do, want to take a moment to tell you about something that's really worked for me, and if any guys are going through it, Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. It just happens to guys. It's part of it. Any women in cars right now, yeah, this is the thing we got to deal with. ED and low T as you get older. You know what? I met a lot of our guys in their 40s and 50s go, hey, dude, I think I got low T, which is cool. They don't tell me ED because guys – we don't go around telling each other, I got a little ED problem, brother. Can't produce in bed. that's hilarious. Low T, though, we can talk about. Like, yeah, man, I'm tired all the friggin' time, man. It's, like, terrible. You think I got low T? You could. That's why you need to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic and just tell them the truth. You don't have to tell me the truth, but 6 months ago, I had it. And I had ED and low T, first cousins that I don't like being around, ED and low T. And I had it full-blown, man, both. And wife's making excuses for me. Oh, you're just tired today and all that stuff. And I could hardly keep my eyes awake going home. I was just drained. I was, what's going on, man? Taking naps, I'm still tired. Like, no, don't feel like doing anything. I got to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic and the program they put me on 6 months ago, I've never felt better, man. This is the best I have felt in a long, long time. The results have been, for me, unbelievable. Now, for you, if you're going through this, make an appointment with them. Hear what they have to say and find out if it's for you. I think their professional staff, meeting with them, getting the testing done to find out, it's great stuff and really can make a big difference. If it's important to you, man, to get more out of life and have more energy and get your sex drive back, that's what they're all about. They have 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you. I got to be careful because I could talk about them for like 20 straight minutes. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. If you're going through this, don't be embarrassed. Set up that first appointment. It's the best thing you could do. Atlantic Men's Clinic.
Well, I got to see O catching and running routes with our guys first and getting into the mix first before I can say anything. What I can tell you, though, is the guys out there, they've been working their ass off in this heat, and you know, they've been studying, and it's, like I said, it's not an easy offense to learn. So, you know, I just want to commend the guys that are out there. It's hard because there's a lot of guys that are also down too. So the guys that are there, that are out there right now, I really commend them for what they're doing. So hopefully we can, God willing, we can stay healthy and continue to stay healthy throughout this year for all of our positions.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Tua Tagovailoa talking about Odell Beckham Jr. Mm. All right, the mystery of Odell Beckham Jr. By the way, did everybody know?
We got two mysteries at camp, Joe.
Did everybody know that he was this injured and it was going to be this long, going back to mini camp and OTA and let's play and camp A and everything?
No, I don't think we did. But we knew that OBJ, his career had been curtailed by injuries. And I think this is...
I thought he stayed healthy all last year. What did I miss?
He did. He did. But
Baltimore.
He did. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he doesn't have a degenerate issue that's going to continue to flare up. And I think they're just being cautious about it and making sure that he's healthy for the season. A lot of what you're seeing now in training camp is, let's not grind guys into the ground.
They're not.
Let's make sure that they're healthy for the season when games matter. Even to Jonnu Smith's. Why was Jonnu Smith working every other day? Same thing with Durham Smythe. Durham Smythe doesn't work every day either.
Well, big difference, though. Talking about Odell, like, some days I don't see him.
No, we don't see him. We don't see him. Yesterday was the first time I'd seen him in, gosh, probably a week. And I've seen Isaiah Wynn once in a month, Joe. Once.
I guess anybody injured, stay away.
No.
Go in the other part and work on your own.
I love some guys want to do it in front of you. Jalen Phillips.
Oh, no.
Jalen wants you to see.
They got the crowd all like fired up. Yeah.
Jalen wanted you to see it all. I haven't seen Chubb work out. I've seen him work out twice since April. And you don't have to work out in front of me. Like, that's not what I'm saying. Because some guys might want to do their workout in the morning. Some guys want
to. Well, we know about all those guys. This Odell thing. I mean, we knew about Chubb's injury. We knew. We saw it.
Odell didn't do any of the offseason program.
It's just for us putting a lot on his plate. And
are we?
He's going to do this, and he's going to get.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I had him for 40 or 50 catches. You didn't?
I did initially, but my tune is changing a little bit. I'm not sure he doesn't begin the year on a PUP.
That would be disappointing, by the way.
Yeah,
because they were looking. That was a big thing in the upseat. And by the way, I think they got some good receivers, but it's about Tua being comfortable throwing to guys.
Yeah.
Whether it's his tight ends, whether it's the slot guys,
and
his
and
third
you're telling
or fourth
me he doesn't
guy.
Have enough right now? You're telling me between Waddle, Tyreek, Jonnu, Durham, Raheem,
but let me tell you the difference.
He doesn't have enough?
We know what Odell can do. We know Odell, even though this is not the 24-year-old Odell, this is now a guy that's had a bunch of injuries in his 30s. But even last year, the catch he made against the Dolphins over the outside shoulder, and I'm like, that's Odell-like right there.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought when they saw him and they went back and watched him against the Dolphins, and I had him kind of penciled in, and we can't even get him on the field.
No, and that's what Tua was saying, and that was my question to him, like, how much work do you need to have with him to develop chemistry? And he was like, yeah, I haven't run any routes with him. I don't know what he's
like. I think Tua's all about having time with his guys.
Absolutely, no question about it.
He's a timing guy. He wants to know everything you do and think.
He wants to know how you make – he's a precision –
because he's going to throw the ball before you make your break.
Absolutely. He's a precision passer, and if he doesn't have any chemistry with you, that's why I'm at this point, OBJ – and Isaiah Wynn, they're beginning the year on the PUP. I just don't see any other way around
it. So that was my second one. Did you expect Isaiah Wynn to be ready for camp? Just you.
I expected him to be working this week. I thought that would be – I think that this week was the dividing line between guys who were going to be ready for the season.
These are things we're never going to get true answers from the organization, and
but
I understand
anytime
that.
We would ask about Isaiah Wynn, they would get all nervous, cryptic. So I knew something was up.
All right, so we've got that. When I looked at this offense before the year and they got everything done, there were three guys. I looked at three guys.
Okay.
I looked at Jalen Wright, who, by the way, looked just the way I thought he was going to look in that first preseason game. My God, got those legs up. I go, okay, there's going to be some touchdowns there. There's going to be some carries. He will be in that rotation of not ahead of the other guys, but they're going to find a place for him. Jonnu Smith at tight end and Odell Beckham Jr. were the three guys I said.
They're going to help your offense.
Those are guys going to help this offense balance it a little bit more so it's not so Raheem 21 touchdowns, Achan 11 touchdowns, and Tyreek 13 touchdowns so we don't put so much. By the way, what did all three of those guys have in common? All banged up at the end of the year.
Yeah.
They want to get the ball. But Tua's got to be comfortable throwing to you, man. Right?
No question.
Tua, like out of habit, like everybody else, finds himself, even if you're banged up, I like that name over there. I'm going to throw to it no matter what. And so you got to bounce. You got to get some more guys. I still think Durham Smythe caught a lot of his footballs late in the year, can do more. He's got good hands.
He's doing more, and he's developing chemistry. I saw him yesterday with Tua. Tua was trying to get a first down, and Durham came back to the ball. Tua put it right in a position where Durham had to slide and catch it, and I was like, man, that's a good chemistry between a tight end and a quarterback. Passing game, you know what I have been surprised about watching training camp? The running backs, I expected them to have a larger role in the passing game. Just hasn't happened. And I don't know if this is –
Oh, I'm not. You're not giving up on that one. We got six touchdowns from two running backs out of the.
I'm not giving up on it. But I used to think that Devon Achane could be like a pass catching 30 passes,
wheel route guy. Yeah. Get him isolated online. But yeah,
nah, he fighting the ball too much, and I think that he could do it, but he's still got a lot of work to do.
Just I know he talked about, well, my hands have gotten better. I know you guys are not used to. All right, so let's talk about this. I've been teasing it for an hour, this offensive line.
Mm.
Everything goes back. So Aaron Brewer hurt his hand, his snapping hand, and so he's injured week to week. We talked about Isaiah Wynn. So what's this offensive line look like going forward for the next two preseason games, maybe even into the first week? Who do you start? It looks like they love Robert Jones.
Yeah, Robert Jones, I think he's in – put him in pen. He's a starting left guard.
Where do you put Liam?
Liam is at center right now, and Liam is
– what's his best position in your opinion?
Center, but he would like to be and prove that he's the starting right guard, and they wanted to give him every opportunity to do that. Unfortunately, right now, duty calls, and I understand what Liam's issue is. Liam doesn't want to play center because it's going to stunt his development and growth and progression at right guard. And it's also going to open up the possibility that somebody's going to go out there and prove that, hey, I'm the starting right guard. And I think that player could be Jack Driscoll. I don't think it's Lester Cotton, it's funny, Joe, because this is between me and you. All of a sudden, Liam goes into center because he has to. And then Jack Driscoll and Lester Cotton, they swap spots on the depth chart. So the main competitor for right guard now goes behind the number three right guard. And, you know, and Dolphins try to sneak it out. Jack Driscoll, that job, I think, is his.
So he played really well, as you know,
he did.
In the game for everybody kind of figuring out where his best place to play is. I want to ask you this, and this is Mike McDaniel at his best. He went out of his way a few days ago talking about how good Lester Cotton, what a great camp. I mean, he went.
Yeah.
He went like.
I know.
Like big time offensive lineman, Lester
job.
Cotton.
Sale job. It was a
and
good
he didn't
sale
smile
job.
And look at you guys and wink. I mean, he went all Lester Cotton. So.
Yeah. They're going to give Lester opportunity. And this is his
What's
chance.
What's Lester Cotton's best position? Left, right, guard?
Guard? Somewhere.
No, guard, but where? We got plenty of tackles now.
I don't know. I don't think it's right guard, but I think he.
You're
I
not totally sold on him.
No, he doesn't move. He doesn't move. How could you have a zone, outside zone running line and the guard can't get to the second level?
That'd be a problem.
Yeah. So I like what Mike is doing, and he's trying to inject confidence in the young man, and he's trying to, you know, build him up. I'm sorry, but I watched you. He shouldn't be ahead of Jack Driscoll, but he is. So now, okay, you're ahead of him now. Go show it to me.
Yeah, I think people that were watching noticed that Jack was pretty damn good the other day.
Jack was pretty good.
Yeah,
you can't ignore that. Yeah, but I think, and this is just my theory, they don't want to make Liam feel uncomfortable by having him work at center, and then somebody takes that right guard spot and then takes it.
I just think what Liam's doing is his value to stay in this league for a long time.
I agree with you.
Time.
I agree. Liam, if Liam,
Liam
ever...
you need to take a step backwards in everything you've been through and realize your guard center, man, that's going to keep you around this league for
Liam,
a long-ass
Liam
time.
Liam is the best center on the team. He really is. I'm not saying
I don't
that
know
he,
about that. You're saying he's better than Avery.
Snapping.
You just said center in general.
Yes, because
run blocking, pass protection.
It's run blocking. Abram Brewer has him. Pass protection. Abram might not have him. Snapping the ball. Abram doesn't have him. Identification, making line calls. I don't know. I had
somebody tell
Barrett.
Me the other day, hey, you're reading. I heard your comments about the snaps have not been that bad. And if you recall, our center before he took over was having problems.
He was.
Connor Williams before.
Connor Williams was a monster, though. Connor,
yes, he was.
Connor Williams was
he
a
was
monster.
So, because he was so good run blocking and pass protection. Nobody said S about him.
No. Connor Williams, snapping was not a good thing, but Connor Williams mowed people down. If Brewer can mow people down, then it's no argument. But I think Liam could be the starting center. Now
ain't gonna happen.
I know it ain't gonna happen because I know it ain't. But
they won't get the best five guys out there.
Question
get the
key
is, backups.
Is Liam the best five?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know that group because everything's so freaking positive coming out of there. I can't tell.
I don't think Butch. No, Butch doesn't shower.
I didn't say Butch.
No, yeah. I mean, I don't pay attention to what Mike McDaniel
right.
says.
We got to go to break. They're screaming at me the other way. This kid's coming in here. He's screaming at me. Joe, what are you doing? Hey, I'll tell you one thing. You're the quarterback of your family, the one calling the plays and making things happen. But what if something happens to you? Who's going to protect your blind side? That's where an indexed universal life insurance, or IUL, comes in to save the game late. With IUL, you've got the ultimate protection for your blind side. It's more than just life insurance. It's also about living benefits you get included to keep moving forward. If life throws you an audible, whether it's unexpected health issues like cancer, heart attack, or even a stroke, or even other financial hit that could take place, IUL has you covered. And here's a bonus play. IUL comes with tax-free cash accumulation. His name is Tony Garcia, and he's the man behind the plan. The insurance guy has the playbook to keep you and your family safe no matter what life throws your way. Call him now, 305-798-5832. I just been telling everybody that asked me, it's about a whole lot more than just having life insurance for your family. 305-798-5832. 5832. Make sure you've got the protection you need. Call Tony Garcia, 305-798-5832, the insurance guy. All right, welcome back. And by the way, all this training camp stuff we couldn't do if we didn't have such a great sponsor like Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. And by the way, if you're ready to level up your career game, MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs. Learn from top-notch certified instructors. Get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make that move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. That's 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future, man, and really perfect for a lot of kids that don't feel like going to college for 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 years and just get into something that you really enjoy and pick up a great career. All right. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Omar Kelly with us this morning. My God, man, we've been all over the place here this morning. And this has been, for me, Omar, because of the new way. And again, I'm not against the new way. This new thing, if it works and you're healthy and keeps you healthy and this way of doing it and resting guys and, you know, guys that aren't 100% and guys that aren't necessarily worried about getting back quickly to make the team. That was the in the old days.
School. Yeah.
You know, 45 guys you didn't want to get left because they could cut you, and that was it. There was no practice squad. Roster wasn't as big. So it was a completely different situation. The game has grown. And
it's a new day, Joe.
It's a new day. There's no question. But it's really hard, man, from days of like, Omar, it's got to be hard for you when you're sitting there and you're going, is he injured or is he getting a rest day? Is he injured or is he getting a rest day?
You have to know the rhythm of it. And this is probably the most difficult challenge that I've had throughout my entire career. Like Calais Campbell, I'll give you a perfect example. Calais Campbell, he's worked every other day until yesterday where he worked back-to-back days.
Yeah.
And I think that's a veteran that's ramping it up. But then Jordan Poirier missed like 6 straight days, and then we realized
he's got to be injured.
He's got a broken thumb.
So
he's in a cast now. Then Javon Holland, give you a perfect example. Is this an injury or is this a holdout?
Ooh, I didn't think of that one.
Because he's the next guy who wants his money.
He's been real good. I've seen him a few times. He seems
place. I don't think it's a holdout. But then hold in. But then
this will get them all going over there at camp though today. That'll be when.
Do we know?
Have any idea?
Because he's the next guy with money. He's the next guy who wants his money. This team, they're not negotiating with him right now. How do you get him to the table?
Well, we don't know for sure, right?
We don't know. We don't know.
They could be throwing out. If I know Mike, or Chris, they wanted.
At least
get it started in somewhat good faith? No?
I don't know.
Or did they just tell me, hey, no, show me?
What do you pay Javon? How do you rate him? How do you view him? Like, are we going to pay him like a top five safety when he hasn't played like a top five safety? Is he going to be insulted if we try to give him top 10 safety money? Like, so I don't even want to have that conversation with him because.
Well, we don't want to fall behind in negotiations, wait for him to have 5 or 6 picks, and we've done that. Where all of a sudden the guy gets, then you're going, crap.
Yeah.
We should have better vision on this one.
Yeah, I only burned you one time.
I just, listen, this whole thing, and you know, the other part, I write these things down. I'm always curious at camp, like, so you just brought up Calais Campbell. So does he go in, hey, coach, to your defense coordinator and the head coach, and you say, I need more work. This is not enough to get me ready. I know I'm 37 years old, but I need to play more to get myself ready to play the 30 or 40 snaps that you want me to play against Jacksonville in a couple weeks. I need a little more work. I'm not getting enough. I'm a little rusty. I'm okay. Can guys do that? And they'll go, okay, if that's what you want, we'll do it. We'll get you some work.
And then it goes the other way as well, where guys feel like, hey, I put in enough work. I need to ramp it down to get ready for the regular season.
I hope guys don't do that too much.
I think they do. I think they do. Explain to me this.
You're going to have dead legs a little bit, man.
Do you want Tyreek with dead legs? Do you?
I don't know what Tyreek with dead legs looks like because he runs by everybody no matter what.
This is probably the most unfair thing I've ever seen ever in my career I find it hilarious every single day. You know Tyreek. Tyreek generally works every day. He takes a day off every once in a while.
Greatest camp I've ever seen when he got here. Never seen a better camp than he had from day one to
Disagree with you. And he was setting the tone. But you know Tyreek comes out every day, 50 minutes into practice. He's in the air conditioner. He's doing whatever. He doesn't do one-on-ones. He doesn't do position drills. He doesn't do 7-on-7s. 50 minutes into practice, Tyreek will stroll from inside the building, have his helmet in his hand, and go out there and run 11-on-11s. So I'm Ethan Bonner. I'm Cam Smith. I'm Jason Maitre.
I've been
out there in the sun. I'm half of my tank is gone, and then I got this speedster coming out here, and he's running a go route. And it's the most unfair thing I've ever seen in my life.
So,
however, I say this all the time. Life is not fair. The rules are different for Tyreek.
They are different. Yeah. They're different for all the great players. That's been going on forever. But is anybody really getting killed out there right now? Are we really overworking anybody right now? Seriously? You got a lot of guys. It's not like you're taking every play.
I thought Jalen Ramsey was overworking it the first 2 weeks. And now he shut it down. Kendall Fuller's a every other day guy. Who's?
I got to tell you, I hear this, and again, I'm not trying to be the grumpy old man.
No, you sound like the grumpy old man.
I know, I'm not trying to be. I just hope this thing works.
Waddle shut himself. Rivers probably.
He's in a different situation. He's in the Joe Rose situation. You show up every day because, that was.
I would say.
By the way, he's on the 53.
Yeah, he's on the 53. But he's a guy who works every day, and works every day in every unit. Ethan Bonner would have been a guy, but now he's in a concussion protocol.
You say he's a slam dunk to make the team?
Who, Ethan?
I'm asking.
Oh, absolutely, no question. I'm not cutting.
Your eyes
Ethan
got
Bonner.
Big when you're looking at me when no. I said that.
Oh, Ethan's played well. Ethan's played well. He's done well. Even the play he gave up against Atlanta, the guy pulled his helmet. You know, it could have been a flag. Ethan is an NFL player, and he's got the confidence right now.
He should.
He's got the confidence.
By the way, and when the other guys that he goes against have confidence, you are.
Yep.
And the one thing, they go, damn it, he can run. Like,
yeah, he can
run.
We
talk about fast dudes.
Yep.
I know you're not supposed to be running like that, but you do run like that.
Tyreek leaves a lot of people. Tyreek ain't leaving Ethan. And that's a prop to him because Tyreek is smoking everybody.
Hey, I got to tell you, if you can't run that cornerback position, you can play on smarts a little bit for a while by being physical and stuff, but it will catch up with you.
Yeah.
If somebody's got track speed and runs like Jalen and Tyreek,
yeah,
it will. You'll make a little mistake and it will catch up to you.
No question about it.
All right. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff here. We've covered the whole thing. By the way, I said all the 90s made plays the other night at the preseason game. You have some of those guys in the 90s on the defensive line and I know you're kind of ambushed on that one, that have a chance that you like.
I like Deshaun Hand. I think he
So played. Deshaun's come on strong from last year. Another guy that
– absolutely.
In and out and suiting up and not and
no question. And okay. 97 Isaiah Mack when they cut Tier Tart, if Tier Tart played with the effort and energy and desire that Isaiah Mack had, he'd probably be a Pro Bowl player.
Everybody talking about Gallimore. Tell me about Gallimore.
Him and Jonathan Harris are two guys I have not really seen anything from.
Man, some people think his pressures the other day, Gallimore's got some goods to him, because I want to ask you about another guy here. We'll run out of friggin' time here in the seventh. You're flying today, Omar. Quentin Bell, I can't get a read on him.
How can you get a read on him?
Because he's had some days where he's been a little quiet, pass rushing. I'm just telling. Okay.
That's not his forte. It's not his forte, but he's an edge setting monster now.
He's got a position.
Oh yeah, I think Ogba's probably gonna start opposite Jalen, and then Chop's gonna come on and pass rush the situation. But I think Ogba and Quentin Bell probably could split those reps.
If Mo can get back on the field, Mo Kamara, nothing.
Nah, I'm good. Just I don't know if it's injury. He's injured now, but. He wasn't making.
Well, the worst thing's gonna happen is gonna be practice squad.
Yeah.
And hopefully he doesn't get picked up by somebody that likes him.
I'm not saying he's cut, but he's injured now. I didn't see anything before he got injured.
You know how this list works, right? You know they go in and go, okay, we like this guy, but he's not ready right now. Does he get picked up? And somebody stands up and says, by 10 teams that liked him coming out, that we're gonna put him on.
You know, scouts send out people to training camps that are open. Teams send people. For training camps that are open,
so we got you saying we got scouts that glasses on out there with dolphin shirts.
Dolphin shirt, absolutely. Every team
going, hey Omar, love your stuff, man. And then they go back to watching, and they're sitting there.
I know guys. I've been in this.
You mean they're allowed to go out there and whoever's starting, they're going. Who's starting?
No, they're looking at the back. They're looking at the Brandon Peelys. They're looking at the back. The guys that they can.
All right,
so. I think.
I'd like to get caught being one of those guys where somebody goes, hey, man, that's the scout for Jacksonville.
I've seen him. Like, I know some of these guys, so I know what they look like. And sometimes you're there, and it's like, it's not a heavy practice day.
Come on, man. Like, you're not going to Michigan the situation.
Absolutely. Teams do it all the time. Man. I promise you, they're Dolphin scouts. They're on the road watching fan practices.
Come on, man. I don't know.
I promise you, Joe.
We're in a time where nobody believes anybody. I don't know about
Joe,
that.
Joe, this is
so Jacksonville and Buffalo got a guy at our camps right now.
I've seen a Patriots guy at our camp many years ago back in Davie. Absolutely.
And he had a Patriot shirt on?
No. He's not wearing Patriot shirt. He's wearing Dolphin shirt. Joe, he's wearing Dolphins gear. No question. This happens all the time.
Can you imagine you got caught? How embarrassing it would be.
What? It's an open practice. What do you mean caught? Like, I'm.
We got pictures of every guy scout out there on the list when you come in the door. Be careful for this guy. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got the 8 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot more stuff. Brett McMurphy going to join us in 8 o'clock hour. Action Network, one of the best college football insiders in the business, man. And we'll get caught up with him. We got a lot of ACC stuff we want to jump on this morning. But right now, I do want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. You know what Tampa Bay means? Yeah, Tahoe time. We are going to Tahoe time, and I'm taking all the boys up and bringing them home, man. Goldie and Bo and Jimmy. We like it, man. We like that big, comfortable. They go, Joe, you going to bring that big, comfortable, beautiful Tahoe? I go, yep. Only thing I might take ahead of it is a Suburban if I had one because, man, they've got so much space. They are great. I got to tell you, man, you're looking for a new SUV and you need space. When you look at what you get for what it costs, it's really hard to beat a Suburban in Tahoe. Man, I'll tell you what, this is my fifth or sixth Tahoe I've had. They're great. And the Traverse midsize SUV is also got so much space, down to the smaller ones like a Blazer, a Trailblazer, the Equinox. And then I should really talk to you for 20 minutes about Silverado trucks. There's a reason we sell so many Silverado trucks. It's like they've custom made a truck, a Silverado truck that's perfect for your lifestyle. I know a lot of guys, that's how they make a living, working 5, 6, 7 days a week out of the back of that truck. And also still need the family truck. We make them all for you, man. New and used with low mileage. We got you covered. I just want to let you know right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers, these are the best overall products we've ever had. If you haven't been to a Chevy dealer here in South Florida, we got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the big boys. Blazer EV, Equinox Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado truck family. Got something for everybody, man, with great deals. 1.9 APR. Come on, together, let's drive at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.